Tomorrow in Canberra, thousands will gather at the Australian War Memorial for Anzac Day services to commemorate Australia's war dead. In Sydney, a smaller group will be gathering to commemorate those who died fighting overseas, but also those who died fighting here on Australian soil in the frontier wars. I spoke to John Butcher, convener of the Gallipoli Centenary Peace Campaign, about the group's Anzac ceremony.
I mean, we have sorry days and close the gap days and things, but I think it's something missing in that the Anzac Day only sort of commemorates soldiers who have fought overseas, whereas it doesn't acknowledge that there was a major conflict that happened in Australia itself, huh? And that should be acknowledged.
Mr. Butcher says Anzac Day commemorations don't tell the whole story of Australia's war involvement.
Like we say, there's war memorials all over the country to acknowledge the service people who died during the war, but there's hardly any memorials to the war fought on Australian soil, the frontier wars.
Dr. Stephen Gapps, a Sydney historian, recently published his book, The Sydney Wars, which details the colonial conflicts that occurred around Sydney. He says awareness of these conflicts is increasing.
It's really starting to be recognised at last. It's taken 30-odd years, perhaps a few more, for historians and Aboriginal people to really try and hammer it home that there was conflict and warfare and massacres, and for it to be remembered properly. Really difficult when you've got the war memorial only going back to, 1901, to the formation of Australia, and saying it's not its remit to commemorate the colonial wars, the frontier wars.
The Australian War Memorial's justification for not commemorating these wars is that they didn't involve Australian military forces. And Brendan Nelson, director of the memorial, says the colonial conflicts don't constitute a real war. Historians dispute this.
At the time, and this is one of the things that really got me started on writing this, was noting in journals and diaries where, colonists and settlers had used the word war and warfare being conducted. And that really, got me interested and focused on this, on the Sydney region. Just seeing the amount of times that people at the time thought of it as a war.
Gapps says there are a few reasons these wars aren't part of Australia's national narrative.
Even in the late 19th century, there's a couple of examples in my book where people were harking back, talking about, what they called the Black Wars in Sydney. That they remembered as or their parents told them about. It was in living memory. But by the turn of the 20th century, you've got World War One and, the Boer Wars and then World War One, and that sort of turns focus away from all that, and that becomes our really important war. So that the colonial wars, were swamped by modern warfare. And as historians have written about, it was an embarrassing period of war and largely filled with massacres. It wasn't something to be proud of at all. So I think it was consciously turned away from in many ways too.
Mr. Butcher is hopeful that attitudes and awareness to Australia's frontier wars are changing.
Not so much in the mainstream, I think, but it's bubbling around in some academic circles and in, reconciliation groups and others. So I think it's starting to be recognised as part of our history and something we have to face up to. But still, lots of people haven't heard about it. But I think the new breed in the RSL club, some of the guys who took over from the old regime, I think some of them acknowledge these things. And I think, like some things that are in academic circles now, sort of make their way into school curriculums, newspaper articles, and that kind of gradually filters into more mainstream society.
That was John Butcher, convener of the Gallipoli Centenary Peace Campaign, ending that report.